Blog Talk Radio.
Today I wanted to share an ancient legend, which is one of the first and oldest versions of a story about a descent of the Queen of Heaven into the underworld, of which there are many versions across many cultures. And these stories were often taught in mystery schools. And they're meant to be not just a story or a retelling of a myth, or to be taken literally as a religious truth, but they're meant to be a spiritual activation, an archetypal representation of what is happening within us and what is happening in our lives and on our own path. Because ultimately the motive is the same for each and everyone, through cultures, through individual paths, we will still recognize the same thread. So I encourage you to listen to this story and apply it to your own life and allow it to initiate you and to open within you the gates of heaven, those fountains of joy, and to open within you the divine soul blueprint for you and for your own path of initiation. And this is a story about Ishtar and Tammuz. And you can say it is the first love story of star-crossed lovers. It is a story about the descent of the Queen of Heaven into the underworld. So Ishtar was one of the great queens of heaven. She was the granddaughter of Enlil, king of the gods. And Tammuz was a noble shepherd king who at first brought the teachings of animal husbandry to humankind. But they were from different sides of the feuding factions within the ranks of the gods, and so their love was forbidden. But after a long period of courting, they gained permission from their rival families to marry. And they were living happily together. But one day, Tammuz was hunting, and he was gored by a wild boar and died. And so his soul descended into the underworld. Ishtar was so overcome by grief that she decided to follow Tammuz into Hades, very well knowing that there may be no return from this journey. She did not tell anyone. She only told her sister. And she began her perilous descent. But for her to reach Hades, she had to pass through the seven gates of hell. And at each gate, she was forced to give away part of her divine power. So when Ishtar arrived at the first gate, the guardian recognized her immediately and greeted her, saying, "Hail, Ishtar, Queen of Heaven. What are you doing here? You're not dead. You have no need to go into the underworld." But Ishtar bowed and addressed the guardian with respect and told him that she came to find her beloved Tammuz. He died and he left the cities of heaven. "Have you seen him whom my soul loves? Has he passed this way?" The gatekeeper nodded and said yes, but he could not permit her to pass while she's still wearing her diadem of sacred illumination. It was her crown, the crown that let her see into the other worlds. Ishtar reached up and took off her diadem. "Gladly will I give up the crown of heaven for the sake of love." And so the gatekeeper let her pass. At the second gate, Ishtar was greeted by the next guardian, and this time he ordered her to give up her necklace of speech. This was the power to command creation with a word. Once again, Ishtar yielded up her powers, At the third gate, Ishtar was asked to surrender her bracelets of manifestation. These were golden wristbands that allowed her to manifest her heart's desires. Inclining her head in submission, she took off her golden bands and passed through. And then at the fourth gate, Ishtar was asked to surrender her bejeweled girdle, which amplified her powers of creation, the third chakra. And at the fifth gate, she had to surrender her royal scepter, through which she could command the elements. At the sixth gate, she relinquished her sandals. These were golden sandals that gave her the power to fly. And finally, at the seventh gate, Ishtar was asked to surrender the golden tunic that made her impervious to death. And so she arrived in the underworld, naked, mortal, alone, completely vulnerable. Now, one of the things that happens when people come into the underworld is that they begin to lose their memories, just as souls do when we are born on Earth. And so Ishtar knew that she had little time to locate Tammuz, or else she would forget why she came there in the first place. So she found out he was being held prisoner by Ereshkigal, the queen of the underworld. Now Ereshkigal was Ishtar's half-sister, and there had long been a rivalry between them because Ishtar ruled the realm of light, and the other ruled the kingdom of shadows, where things are unclear and mixed, right, like on Earth. So when Ishtar found Tammuz's prison, she implored the guard to release him, but he refused because he was afraid of the queen of the underworld. "Then please let me see him," Ishtar begged. And he allowed her. And Ishtar ran into the dark prison cell and shouted, "Tammuz, Tammuz, I have found you." And the young king stood up and came to the bars to meet his lovely lady, but he no longer recognized her. He looked at her through the prison bars and saw that she was beautiful, kind and loving, and there was something familiar about her, but he could not remember who she was. And Tammuz felt a strange longing rise within his chest, and tears came to his eyes. "Forgive me, lady," he said, placing his hands on hers through the prison bars. "I feel the stirrings of my heart, but I do not know where we have met. I know that I'm feeling love, but I do not know who it is that I'm loving." Was it possible that he had really forgotten who she was? She wondered. How could this happen? But most souls lost their memories when they came to this land. So she answered, "I am your wife, your sweetheart, and your soulmate. Don't you remember me, my love?" "I'm sorry, lady, I do not. Your face is one that I've seen in dreams, but I cannot remember who you are." So Ishtar started crying. "Tammuz, you must remember, you were lost and now you are found." And the prince placed a hand upon his heart and he said, "Lady, I know that I'm lost, but I no longer remember where my home is." Ishtar wept. "Your home is in heaven, my love, and you must leave this prison now before it's too late." And Tammuz replied with regret, "I have no power to leave here on my own. Only the Queen of Shadows can release me now." So Tammuz did not know that he came from heaven and he had forgotten his own divine nature. So Ishtar wiped her eyes and said, "I will do it for you. I know who you are and you must awaken from the dream." So Ishtar traveled to the palace of the Queen of Shadows, sat upon her throne with red flames burning all around her. Ishtar was waiting for her audience and she was finally summoned before Ereshkigal. and she was only wearing a robe that someone gave her to cover her nakedness. She was barefoot, without her golden clothing and her jewelry. But now Ishtar had begun to lose her own memories, so all she could remember was that she had come to free her beloved soulmate, Tammuz. She didn't even know who she was anymore. Ishtar knelt before the Dark Queen's throne and bowed. Your Majesty, rise. Ereshkigal commanded, and she saw that her hated half-sister was there before her for the first time, in submission. So she asked, why have you come to the underworld? Why are you here? I have come to ask that you release Tammuz from prison. That's all that I can remember. That's all I know. And so Ereshkigal realized that her half-sister Ishtar had also forgotten. And she succumbed to the same amnesia that grips everyone who enters the world of light and shadows. And she realized that Ishtar was completely in her power, and she could torture her overconfident sister, who thought herself better because she was the queen of heaven, right? And what if I do not release him? Ereshkigal spat out. You have no power in this land. What would you do if I don't release him? Ishtar lifted her chin and answered, it is better to remain on earth where love is, than to return to heaven where love is not. Ereshkigal was shocked. Ishtar was saying that she would rather remain in the world of shadows with no memory than to reign in heaven, that she would give up her power for the sake of love. And that was not the way Ereshkigal remembers her proud sister. That was not Ishtar at all. But indeed, there was love in her land, even though you had to look for it. Ereshkigal rose and said, blessed are those who love my sweet earth, who love the clear running waters, the smell of fresh soil, the grace of the stag, and the majesty of the lion. Blessed are those who can see the divine beauty in all of nature, and who know that there is no separation from heaven. And Ereshkigal lifted her arms and gave Ishtar back her memory. Suddenly, Ishtar realized where she was and who she was kneeling before. She rose to her feet and opened her arms in welcome. Come, my sweet sister, I embrace you as myself. And the two sisters came together in understanding. The light and the dark were returned to balance, and the lovers were reunited in sacred union, returning to heaven in celebration and love.